This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Some of the experts in the livestock feed industry are keeping an eye on the fungus or molds in the grain from last year's harvest. I'll talk about it after this. Not many things matter more to the farmer and rancher than the weather. That's totally out of our control in agriculture, but the producer can often take steps to adjust to the weather if they have a better handle on the forecast. That's why on our weekend television show, This Week in Agribusiness, we present every week a four-week agriculture weather forecast. As meteorologist Greg Solier brings his years of experience to our television show and a one-of-a-kind outlook on every episode of our broadcast, including this weekend. Our visit also always includes a discussion on something else crucial to farmers, the agriculture markets. That's on This Week in Agribusiness, seen each weekend across the nation from the coast of California to the coast of the Carolinas on some 120 local television stations. And we're seen four times a weekend on the popular rural satellite and cable channel, RFD-TV. We hope you'll tune in this weekend. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness. Do you know what a mycotoxin is? Well, that's a toxic secondary metabolite. That doesn't help much, does it? It's a production of fungus or mold that can be detrimental to animals and humans. And mycotoxins are capable of infecting almost all types of grains. If as little as 15% moisture exists in a grain storage bin, the mold existing can build and spread. And when that grain is used to produce feed, problems can arrive in livestock. So, a company called Biomin takes a look at the problems that can arise. They conduct an annual survey in fresh corn and corn byproducts. And this makes about 8 years now that they've done this to assess the level of mycotoxin contamination across the United States. While hundreds of mycotoxins commonly exist in feed ingredients or finished feed, there are six major groups that are commonly identified, and they watch them closely. Things like aflatoxins, fumonisins, for example. Many mycotoxins, such as vomitoxin, are regularly detected and found in corn and wheat. And so far, through the 1st of January this year, Biomin had collected over 232 samples from 25 states to compile the preliminary results on the forecast risk for six named mycotoxins on the livestock industry this year. Samples were tested by independent laboratories using liquid chromatography tandem mass spectrometry methods. And although the majority of the samples came out of the Midwest, almost three-fourths of the samples came out of the Midwest, they also tested the Southeast United States. 17% of the samples came from there, with about 5% of the samples out of the southern states. I'll be back after this.